Our scripture today is from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 11. You're welcome to follow along in your pew Bible if you would like, although just keep in mind the pew Bible is NRSV, so it will be just a little different. Let's pray before we read this. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in your word, for the love that you share with us within it, for the challenges that you give us, for the encouragement that you have placed upon our lives. We pray to you that our hearts and minds are open to see what it is that you have for us, to cherish it, and we pray that it also changes us, even if it's just a little, to be more yours, to surrender more, to be reminded more. We also pray for your mercy upon the sermon. Pray that it glorifies you, that it is used by you and helpful to you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 11. Hear now God's word. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us. Who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is submitted to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And in the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, Romans oftentimes is a fairly tough read. It's very theologically deep and has a lot of high teaching. And so sometimes it might be hard to follow, but our scripture today with Paul, who's writing to the Romans, is reminding them that the world is so much better than what, or so much bigger than what we actually see, that there is a flesh and a spirit aspect to our lives and to this very world. Now, we talked about this before. It was a few weeks ago now. Talked about the teachings of Jesus and how Jesus was concerned with the spiritual part of us also, along with the flesh part of us. And so we saw that, tried to see, again, that the world is bigger than our experiences, than what we see, taste, touch, feel, you know, the senses. As I think about this vastness of the world, what comes to mind is the ocean. I've asked this question before. How many of you, when given the choice, would rather live next to the ocean than the mountains? Ocean or mountains? Which do you prefer? Who are our ocean people? I know Stephanie back there. She can't express that enough. And I love her, so... According to God's grace and blessings in our lives, we're hoping to be in North Carolina at some point in our life. So we'll see how that works. Mountains, mountain people, yeah. I hate to choose. I like both. Puerto Rico, tell you, there's a place in Puerto Rico, the mountains are on one side of the road, the ocean's on the other. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But I got to say about the oceans scare me, like, a lot. I love the ocean. Like, I guess specifically, I love standing on the beach looking at the oceans. It's beautiful and seemingly endless and vast. And with the blues and the greens and the changing colors and the rippling due to the wind, it's just, I stand in awe of it. One of these days, I would like to go on a cruise, if, you know, again, if that's possible. But I get the feeling I'm going to be a little nervous being surrounded on all sides by seemingly endless oceans. I will still think that it's beautiful, but beautiful doesn't always mean safe. The ocean in its grandness is just awe-inspiring, and I just can't say enough about its beauty and majesty. But the thing about the ocean that scares me the most, probably, is the unknown of it all. You know, when I say that the ocean is beautiful, oftentimes what I'm talking about is the surface of the ocean. You know, the first, like, centimeter of the ocean. What I see right there, that's gorgeous. But the thing that scares me the most is that I have no idea what's underneath. You know, I mean, and my mind likes to have a lot of fun with me. Giant squids, megalodon sharks, whole societies bent on war and conquer. You know, I watch a lot of Marvel movies. Who knows? And the deepest part of the ocean is what, the San Andreas Fault, I think, or maybe somewhere around there. But even if it's not the deepest part, it's like 2 miles. What? Is that two miles? Is that two miles? Yeah. There, the Mariana Trench. Huge, 2 miles. What's down there? I don't know. And I'm a little afraid to find out. And you know what? Honestly, in order to find out, it's dangerous. We just heard recently about how dangerous it can be. You need to respect the ocean. Just can't go at it all willy-nilly. And people in the Navy, just heard a story from Bob Cipetta was telling me that they were on a boat once, whole bunch of a big fleet, and a storm hit, and these multi-thousand-ton freighters, warships, were just being tossed around the ocean like they were nothing. It's vast and unknown. And even a bit scary, especially if you don't respect it. And when I think about this thing that Paul's telling us about, you know, cling to the spirit and not the flesh. Well, when we think about the flesh, we see everything. There are at least a lot of things. I understand that it's hot here today because I see the fans going. But not just that, because my armpits are sweating and I forgot to wear an undershirt. It's hot in here. And I get that. And I understand that because what I see. I understand that through what I feel. And I understand that because I know what cold means. And I've experienced cold before. So I can tell the difference. Our senses tell us a lot about this world, this fleshy world, this thing that we experience. And a lot of the things are not easy. We lock our doors now. We lock our cars. I read an article I was looking to buy a Kia. And the old Kias, through TikTok, they learned that they could break into them using a USB cable. And that's all you need. And so in the state of Washington, this little city in Washington, Devon, I think, Hyundais too. The Hyundais and the Kias, the rate at which they've been stolen has skyrocketed. This woman had her car stolen twice and broken into three times. She actually had to put a sticker on the back of her car that says, please do not take my car. It is not USB compatible. The flesh that we see is tough. It's hard, it's difficult, it's not easy. Yet it's what we know. It's what we live in. That old saying, the devil you know is worse than the devil that you don't. We're all scared, or at least put at dis-ease of the unknown. And Jesus is saying, well, guess what? There's a whole lot of unknown out here. What you see and what you experience in this world is only the surface of the ocean. There's a vastness below it that you have no idea about. But he says, I want you to trust in that. There's angels and there's demons, there's good and there's evil, and there's a war for our souls. The Bible tells us all these things. And Jesus says, trust in me, in the vastness that can envelop you through Jesus Christ is a vastness of love, peace, vastness of joy, a vastness that will help calm us in our lives. But that's the thing about Jesus, I got to say. Sometimes Christ makes no sense. The things that comfort us in life are the things that we know. The blankets, a cup of coffee. I hate coffee, but I'm doing this for you. Cup of coffee, the tea, the tomato sandwiches, tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches. I mean, when we seek comfort, these are the avenues that we take. And Jesus is asking us in these scriptures that Paul is writing, don't trust in the flesh. Seek comfort in what you don't see. Seek comfort in what you don't understand fully. Seek comfort in me. That's where the step of faith comes in. It's where our experiences of Christ in our lives, as we look back or we look forward or we read the Bible or we do devotions or we do Bible study, reminds us that Jesus is love for us, that Christ has forgiven us, and that Jesus will never let us go. The things that we experience in this world will pass away. There is no doubt about that. I just bought, through God's grace, a 2023 Kia Soul. I'm thankful to God for it. But I also had to get a warranty for it because I know it will pass away. I don't want it to do it soon. That warranty will help me to have it pass away in a way that might be helpful and beneficial to me. It'll last as long as possible. But not everything in life has a warranty. Not everything in life goes when we want it to. Things that we thought would last forever do indeed pass at some point. But Jesus says very clearly through Paul here is that what we see, though may leave, what we don't see will last forever. Those are the things that we can count on. Those are the things that the passing leads us into. I pray that we're able to live a life in such a way where we understand that what we see is just the tip of the iceberg, the surface of the ocean, and that Christ's love waits for us underneath it. Better to submerge ourselves now in faith and in love than experiencing the heartache that the temporary has for us. So I thank God for that peace that he can give us, that there is indeed more to this life than what we see. I leave you with this final blessing. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel in the teaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed through the prophetic writings, has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Go in peace.